Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Mystic Journey. I'm your host, Mona Magic. By now, all of you should know how to really get access to all of the podcasts that I do have. I've been doing it for a year now. November has marked a year. So I have a very special guest tonight with me. But before I go ahead and announce my guest, I will talk about my sponsors who've sponsored me throughout the year here. First and foremost, I have OriginalFalcon.com. I had the Original Falcon on with Nick Thurcher sometime, let's say, in October of last year. So it's been a good year, but they have sponsored me, and it's been a great relationship over the past year. So I'm giving a shout-out to OriginalFalcon.com. And secondly, I had Gro Mambo, Voodoo High Priestess, who has been with me throughout many shows, providing pearls of wisdom, blessings, as well as readings. She's been a great, great, great guest to have on the show, and I want to thank her for her time as well. And secondly, thirdly, I have AskOneRadio.com, who is... you don't know, is a radio station that has psychics on there providing you samples of how they actually read, and it's all free. So please do check them out, and you can reach them at askoneradio.com. Well, tonight is quite a gift to have. We've done so many great shows over the past year, and one of my first... well, my first guest actually was ESP Lab, and I want to say that having them on the show was absolutely just wonderful, mainly because I had spoken and had been in correspondence with the actual founder of ESP Lab before he passed away, and I wanted to give back to ESP Lab, so guess what? They were my first one on the show, and today is the last show of the year, because it does mark my year's anniversary. I would like to announce that I am having spiritual healing for all of those people who know that it was going to happen today and probably didn't get anything in the email, but I've been doing other posts. It's just that my internet has been down. But I want to say to everyone, thank you so much for being loyal, let's say, listeners and people emailing me about the great shows that I've had. I will pick it up for next year. It's just that, you know, sometimes you do have to take a break, and I think December's a fine time. So without any further delay, I would like to announce my guest, Sammy from ESP Lab, and I do know he's holding. Hello, Sammy.
Hey there, Mona.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing just wonderful. I was telling everyone before I got you on the air here that it's been a long and great year, and what a wonderful way to really kick off the new year of just having a spiritual blessing, because I know that we've had about three shows now or something like that, and I just really do think that a spiritual blessing is the best way to go into year 2010. What about you?
Absolutely. And yes, we've done three shows, and this is the fourth now. So I must enjoy coming on your show.
Well, I tell you that many people enjoy listening to you. You've got a great following yourself, because I tell you, everyone's asking me, you know, when is Sammy going to come on? When is he going to come on? But today, I have a I put lots of posts on in Facebook, and I've been asking people about spiritual healing and what do they think about it. Most people feel, and I'm going to say really most, almost 100% people feel, that spiritual healing can be done remotely. And there's a few things that people feel differently about it, about releasing the negativity from themselves first, and allowing the practitioner, the person who's healing them, to actually heal them, because sometimes maybe a person may not want to be healed. But let's talk about spiritual healing, and I'd like to hear your take on it before we go into the actual spiritual healing.
Well, it kind of starts with the idea that, is this a mundane world or is it a magical world? Is it a spiritual world? Is it a material world? Well, it's a combination of all those things. But us magical folks know that thoughts are real and that we have a body, we have a mind and a spirit. It's harder to see the mind, but it still exists. It's harder to see the spirit, but that's where we came from and that's where we're going. The way I count, I think of this incarnation as like going to the movie, except it's more experiential. So I came from spirit, I'm going to spirit, so to deny spirit is to deny a portion of reality. So spiritual healing is tapping into the spiritual side of life and invoking it and working with it and participating with it towards healing, creativity, abundance, love, all kinds of things.
I see. Now, in the years that you have been a practitioner, have you found that spiritual healing has been a very easy thing to go into, or has it been something that you've actually led up to?
Well, I've been into spiritual healing at this point for 40 years. I just had a 59th birthday in October.
Happy birthday. Belated.
Thank you, dear. And, you know, I'm feeling energetic and positive and creative, but I started getting involved in spiritual healing as a teenager, and so it's beyond natural to me at this point. Now, of course, healing one-to-one, healing when you're in the same room with the person is certainly easier than long-distance healing, but spirit knows no bounds, so it really doesn't matter if the person is here, there, or anywhere. They're connected to spirit, and you're connected to spirit. So to me, it's a very natural thing. So it's just like breathing is a very natural thing.
I see. Well, you know, I saw a documentary many years ago where they were working on spiritual healing, and I believe it was called psychic healing or something like that on various islands. Now, some people feel that you have to actually lay hands on someone, but you just mentioned that, you know, the spirit has no boundaries, the spirit knows no boundaries. Do you feel that it's more effective to actually be there in the room or to actually be present, or is it really just a matter of the spirit? I mean, have you found a lot more success person to person? Because I'd like, you know, everyone out there to know really that there are no boundaries, but I'd like to hear your experience.
Well, my preference is in the ESP lab where I'm the president, we have members all over the world. In fact, I got a nice email from a woman in Barbados who's a life member, and she said how much she enjoyed the last Mona Magic show in which the topic was prosperity, and that she
she
had saved it and she would listen to it again and she was going to participate in it. So it's really amazing for me to be in Colorado, USA, you to be in the United Kingdom, and for a member in Barbados to be able to hear what I have to say when I have to say it through the medium of electronics and modern technology, if you would. But the thing of it is that in the big picture, if you're thinking of spiritual healing, each one of us is connected to all of life. And so if a person then makes an inquiry, and they might send you their picture, their name, they may send you a letter, it's always easier the more that you have. So in the case of one of our members, she was diagnosed with leukemia. We first heard about it as an email, which is one way of connecting with someone. Then they sent a letter with a picture. Each one of these things helps to establish a contact or a connection with the individual. So now she did get better, she did put on weight, she did leave the hospital, and she's doing well today. And we pray and we see that is the direction that she is going. But when you're thinking of healing, there's numbers of different elements that make a success, whether it's how much the individual wants to be healed, how much they're going to work with you, how much do they tune into the spirit within themselves. All of those are factors because, unfortunately, some people develop chronic conditions through unconscious negativity, whether it is, oh, my husband gives me more attention every time I get cancer, so I think I'll get it 3 or 4 more times. And when you're dealing with that level of ingrained negative pattern, you can't force the healing on someone. They have to, for a spiritual healing to work, the person has to be open to receive the bounty and the blessing of spirit. It's helpful. The more direct your contact, being there in the physical is the ideal, because we are physical beings and we're talking about the healing of a physical body, and the human touch is very powerful, very magnetic, very potent. And so if you can just touch a person in the physical, then that is helpful. Now, the kahunas would say, and I'm not a kahuna, but I've heard that they say this, and I'm not going to try to misquote them, but they are very hesitant about letting anyone touch them because they feel that once you have physically touched someone, you are always etherically connected to them. But in reality, you're only more connected to them because in truth, we all are connected to all sparks of life. And so the more, in terms of applying a remote healing, a long-distance healing, the more connection you have with the person, the easier it is for the healing to take place as far as I'm concerned.
I see. That is a lot to take in, actually. Now, I had posted something on Facebook earlier today, and it's something that I, you know, this came up in my mind, really. When you're talking about spiritual healing and you're talking about healing in general, I feel that there are more aspects of healing that people can actually go through. In other words, you don't have to have, you know, a certain ailment. You don't have to be ill. It could be actually a state of mind, per se. Do you get people who have certain parts of their lives that need to be healed, like forgiveness, or, you know, pain of a lover leaving, or, you know, someone, you know, they've lost, for instance? Or do you find that spiritual healing should be mainly used for certain ailments, such as sicknesses?
No, I'm a universalist, meaning I'm into the smorgasbord of life and the smorgasbord of spirituality, if you would. And so the way I count is that if you can access spirit power, it can be applied in numbers of areas. It can be applied to bring happiness, joy, freedom, protection, peace, love, bounty, healing, wholeness, wellness, all of those things. And each one of us, if you think of vibes for a second, and you think of yourself as one vibe, and your own vibe is constantly changing. You know, Mona feels beat today, Mona is tired today, Mona is feeling a little under the weather today, and I'm just speaking of you because it's a universal truth for all of us. So we may feel, and it may be tied to biorhythms, our sign, the astrology of the day. It's kind of like I have a hot Mars. So I have a Mars in Sagittarius, and tomorrow early in the morning we have a moon square Mars. Well, that's the same aspect as 9/11. So that's a temper tantrum, fist fights, wars, accidents, road rage type of influence. If you're a Cancer, you may feel that influence less because you're the crab at the bottom of the ocean. Me, I have a hot Mars, so when Mars starts getting energetic like that, I have to remind myself to be nice and to be careful. So we each one have our own unique signature, vibrational signature that is fluctuating based on numbers of factors. What you ate today, Was someone mean to you? And if you think of your own vibrational structure, then you take your structure and you bring it out into the world. Now someone was kind. Now someone was mean. Someone took your parking space. Someone butted in front of you in line. All of those affect your personal vibe and your own magnetism. The point is to maintain a healthy, dynamic persona. One has to continually be re-energized by transcending the material world and turning to the spiritual world, starting with the breath, breathing in good oxygen. In other words, it starts with the physical. I mean, your experience of the physical starts with the physical. And so, when people call in and they write in and they say, I have an issue with sleep, for example, and I like to look at the physical first. Are you eating chocolate before bedtime? Are you looking at your computer to the last minute? Are you watching a lot of violent news? If you are, that's all going to impact your sleep pattern as well as too much late-night alcohol. So with spiritual healing, for me, I like to start with the physical and then next look into the emotional. People have different type of diseases related to emotional imbalances, and most particularly negative emotional imbalances. Oh, I hate my father. Oh, the world is tough. And then we get into these different patterns of just joining in with the crowd of, oh, yeah, isn't life tough? And then everybody is all saying it together like a choir, and then they wonder why their life is so tough. But in any event, each one of us is unique. Each one of us has our own vibrational signature. Each one of us experiences the world in a different way. Each one of us modifies our own electromagnetic signature based on where the moon is and how it's progressing and all those different types of factors.
I see. So it's almost similar to that of what people practice in yoga, because I do know that they actually focus on breathing themselves.
Well, to me, we start with, in the physical, what's the most essential thing is the breath. And when we're born, how do we know we're alive? It's the first breath. And when we're gone, how do we know we're gone? It's the last breath. So breath is central to living. And like for me, if I'm going to practice a magical affirmation or a spell or works or laying on of hands for someone, I'm going to start by going out and breathing. And I'm lucky where I live that I live in the high Rocky Mountains and the air is really pure. And then I may energize myself with the radiance like I did with the blue sky, which is very bright today. And I'm wearing a bright blue robe since I'm seeking to be on a healing vibration. And the throat chakra is also the power of the spoken word. And so... Yes, it all begins and ends with the breath.
I see.
And so to me, that's very important. If you're going to practice healing, spiritual healing, and let's say laying on of hands, if you're feeling limp and weak yourself, it's not going to tend to be very effective. You have to be, just like if you're full of all the worry on your finances and you're just focused on how you can't pay your bills, and that's not an ideal time to do a prosperity declaration if you don't believe it because you're lost in a negative emotion. And the same thing is true of spiritual healing. It starts in the physical with the breath, but it goes beyond the breath in terms of the way I think, in terms of I'm a spirit first, I'm a body second. But in the body, it starts with a breath, but where is my spirit? My spirit is housed within the body, and my aura is an emanation of my physical body in communion with the multidimensionality of my total self. So for me, let's just say, I'll give an example. My mother And this is an old story. It's a 30-year-old story, but my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and she and the doctor said any breath would be her last. She was in a coma. She had no energy. She was babbling. She couldn't recognize me. I was living in California. I flew to Texas. I got there, before that last breath that they were talking about, and the first thing I did was to channel life force into her physical being through her left palm, which is her receiving palm. So in order to do that, my own energy level had to be high because I had to have something to give. So my breathing is good, I'm energetic, I'm healthy, I'm whole, and I'm transcendent of the fact that the appearance is that my mother is in a coma and the doctors say that she has at most 24 hours to live and that any breath could be her last. Now, if I accepted that, it's all over. But I said, well, I don't believe it till it happens, and let's give it all we can. So in that instance, I take my right hand and I put it in her left hand, and I start visualizing, seeing, and knowing vital life force coming from my being into her being. And I can feel that energy pulsing into her, her being, giving her vitality. Now, the next thing I did was I did aura cleansings, which is to just recognize that the body has an aura, and that aura is a real thing, and it can be managed and manipulated, whether you do it yourself personally or you are you having a practitioner who's loving and in tune and doing it with you. So basically, I was massaging this in what to many is an invisible, non-existent entity, but I'm massaging that aura, and I'm seeing it sparkle. Because if you look at things like The Secret Life of Plants, which came out years ago, and they took Carillion photography of plants, and they saw the aura, and then they mapped how the aura would get darker right before the disease manifests in the physical. So you reverse the process by going into the spiritual, into the aura, and through your own persona, your own energy, your own vibrant aura, sparkle that aura so that it is shimmering rainbow instead of dark and cloudy and muddy. And it takes an intention of will, and so on. So it was kind of a three-step program for my mother. I went and I held her hand, I channel life force. Okay, that was one. Then I just massaged the aura, and I saw that it was nice, sparkling, and bright. And then the third thing is I invoked the radiance of the angel Raphael. Now, different folks have different thoughts about, are there angels, and can you contact them, and all that kind of stuff. Myself, I've been into angels since I was 5 years old, and so I've had an attunement with angelic forces since that time. Now, you look at different historical references or religious references, and you go back to the ancient history of the Zoroastrians. That's where the angel hierarchy comes from, and some of the early Jews and the Jews today don't want to, it's against their protocol to say the name of the angel. But part of that protocol is to protect the average person from misuse and misunderstanding. But if you look at ancient Judaism, Christianity, and the Muslim traditions, you find the angel Raphael as being a universal power of healing. The name means God has healed. And, of course, so all of the monotheists of the Jews, Christians, and Muslims all have primarily a very related angelic structure and hierarchy that all goes back to Zoroastrianism. Of course, that's all commentary and philosophy. The point is that angels are real, that they emanate from the divine. They are accessible when you call upon them. We are, each human being is the crown of creation, created in the image and likeness of God, if you want to go from that perspective. And for me, I love the goddess and I love the mother, and I say Mother, Father, God, and I say universal life force. And so I don't have to be, you know, paternal with divinity. But basically, if you think of the spirit of divine intelligence, the spirit of the creator, that which is, from the Jewish perspective, beyond naming, created the angel hierarchy in part to assist its crown of creation, the human being, to transcend the limitations of the material world. So if you want to just call it simply God, which some people don't like the term, and so you might say divine intelligence or the creator or the mother or the power of the force or the light. But when the creative aspect of divinity created the universes as we know our portion of it, angels were a piece of that, and the radiance of Raphael streams through all of monotheism, and you could just simply call it the blue light. But in this case, the angel Raphael was something that was real for me. I had a belief structure that angels do call when the crown of creation, human beings call upon them to assist them with a worthy purpose. It's kind of an admonition from the Creator as to what they were supposed to do. So it's not like, oh, well, we shouldn't do it because we're just mortals. No, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to rise up and accept our own divinity, our own connection with the one true light, which we're all part of. So in any event, in that instance, it was a three-step spiritual healing. Hold her hand, channel direct life force. Two, so she's got some vitality. Two, do some rainbow aura cleansing. Now her rainbow is her aura is nice and sparkling like a rainbow. Three, invoke the divine archangel of healing, Raphael, in his blue radiance, to come and sparkle that aura blue, to station healing angels around my mother, to broadcast the love and the healing. And with that, I rested and went and sat in a chair all night until she woke up in the morning, sat up in bed, and ordered breakfast. And she was so much better that they started unhooking five machines from her, and by 3 days they were all gone. 5 days later, she went home, and so it was kind of like to the brink of death and back. So for me, that very simple, in terms of if I'm there present with you, the channeling life force, the rainbow cleansing on the aura, and the invocation of the power of healing angels to minister to you in the spiritual realm is one of my methodologies for that type of work. And I'm clear that it's totally effective because I've seen it again and again. So it's not like, it's not like a story. It's not like I wonder. It's just a part of living.
I see. Well, on that, I know that we have about 30 minutes. Would you be so kind to give us a healing ritual for the next 30 minutes before I have just one other next question for you? Is that all right?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, the next question I do have for you, because I wanted to...
Well, wait just a minute, Mona. Here's my suggestion, is that what would be useful is if everyone has a goblet of water, because we're going to energize the water, and that's something we can do through your show, through people's conscious willingness to participate. So we're going to hold up the water to the divine. We're going to ask the divine to fill it with all kinds of properties of healing and strength, and then we're going to drink it. And so if people have that much of a, if they have that one item, then we can, that would be helpful to this. And if not, they will. If you don't have a cup or a cup of water, then be the cup yourself, because you are a chalice. You're mostly water. You have to fill up daily with the spark of life and the water of life and the breath of life. So anyway, I just wanted to get that point so people could gather that up as we were approaching that element.
Sure. Okay, well, this is one quick question. If you could shed light on just the basic mundane things that people purchase for healing, because if you go to your nearest metaphysical store, you'll get things like crystals and, you know, various colors that people can possibly wear for healing. Can you just elaborate on that so people are a little bit more aware of how to attune that into their own being and in healing themselves?
Okay, well, back to the idea that we all have a unique vibe. And we as humans are not alone in that. I have my two Great Danes who are having a nap right here at my feet, and they are sisters, and they each have a unique vibe. So if you look at the plant kingdom as one example, the medicine man, White Deer, mentioned that the Great Spirit in his love of humankind gave to humankind a plant that would heal any problem. And so I do grow herbs, and just for the winter I'm growing Gota Cola in my terrarium. All right, well, Gota Cola is a wonder herb. It's a mineral-rich herb. It has a mineral in it that promotes brain rejuvenation. It enhances brain function. And I had a head injury about 3 years ago, and I just turned 59, and so I said, hey, it'd be great to grow some Gota Cola in my terrarium. Now, the Chinese have a story of a ancient Chinese herbalist who lived to be over 200, and that he credited it to two things, eating ginseng every day and eating Gota Cola every day. So back to the physical, the thing of it is that we all have to take care of ourselves, and we tend not to, whether it's we're a coal miner because our kids need food, or I'm a bus driver because I need to feed my family, and I have to sit all day and breathe lots of fumes. So each one of us goes through whatever we do. So if we start with the basics before we get into the specifics, if we say, well, we need clean air, and we need clean water, and we need minimize of stress, and we need a safe and protected environment, and we need to turn to spirit, and if we're optimistic, we're going to live longer. So if we start with our basic physicality of the basic physical necessities, and we're reminded of those, and we put that as an emphasis rather than, well, I'll get around to it after I work for 60 hours and drink more coffee and whatever. So now when you talk about after you have done the basics, if you want to enhance that or you want to cope with the fact that you have a stress-driven job, whether it's you're a police officer or you're in the military in Iraq, the thing of it is you need to find ways to de-stress. But like right now, the color blue, for example, the more sparkling, the more electric, when I see that, it puts me in touch with the spiritual healing energy of the blue ray. And so that's why I'm wearing a blue robe, because I thought, and I haven't worn it for about a year and a half, but I put it on because it's going to put me into that blue ray consciousness. If you talk about, so within the plant kingdom, you have, and since I'm an herbalist, I'm very familiar with how different plants affect you. Like, for example, I only have had antibiotics once as a grown-up, and it was a misdiagnosis, and I shouldn't have taken it. But I take herbs instead. So the thing of it is that we want to start by keeping our immune system strong. Well, if you think of simple things like cayenne pepper, garlic, onions, they each have healing wholeness properties. Cayenne improves the circulation. It's loaded with vitamin A. It boosts the immune system. Garlic is a blood cleanser. So is onions. So the thing of it is that Al would always say that a good witch is in tune with their diet, not advocating one over the other, but being conscious. Now, I studied with Mellow Rye, daughter of the Moon Harvest, who is a Cherokee sun priestess, and she always used to say, I love everything I eat. and everything I eat loves me. And now when she would grow an animal, like a rabbit or a duck that was going to be food, you know, this animal was grown with love, raised with love, cared for, and then when it was butchered and eaten, it was, this is the rabbit that the Great Spirit made. So all I'm saying is before we get all, you know, a blue as an energy, as a color, as a vibration, is healing, powerful, transformative, protective. It has all those properties in that one color vibration. But ideally, it's something that is supplementing your attention to your own well-being, whether it's getting enough rest, getting good nutrition, starting with good food and water, getting some exercise, all of the basics. And then if you think of all those herbs, for example, each one with a different vibe, like, and then if you get out of healing for a second and you say, well, cinnamon has money-drawing properties, but it also balances blood sugar, or sandalwood is opulence, but it is also protection. So all of these herbs have different vibes, and different crystals, different stones have different vibes. Like, for example, tiger eyes. I love tiger eyes. I'm a tiger in my Chinese astrology, and the tiger eye is kind of special to me, but they're beautiful, but they have the energy of protection. Now, in one of Al's books, he talks about if you're going into a stressful room or situation, then tape a tiger eyes to your solar plexus, because that'll protect your being from experiencing the bad vibes. But tiger eyes, in addition to protection, they also boost confidence. So if you are holding a tiger eye in your hand, it'll boost your confidence level. So, you know, if a person is interested in thinking of those things, you know, it's kind of like the other piece of it is each one of us has a different vibe and a different resonance. Just like I was saying, the cancer, the crab at the bottom of the ocean, is going to be cooler than someone like myself who's all fire and air. I have a Leo moon at the midheaven, too. So I'm more susceptible. So with each one of these stones, for example, there'll be specific stones for your astrological type, for your personality type. And so part of it is resonating with something that works for you.
I see. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you for all of that. That was a lot of information, and I hope everyone just plays that back, because Sammy went through lots of things that could possibly help all of us. Well, Sammy, I am ready if you are.
What, for the little healing ceremony?
Yes, indeed.
What I thought is we would take a couple of minutes before we actually. I do have an to talk about what we're going to do, and also to do a little preparation.
Definitely.
So, in my case, I've created a fresh altar for this little ceremony, and I have a crystal goblet of fresh water. I am now going to. I have a candle lighted, but I have a candle lighted much of the time, symbolizing the light is always here. As we get into the ritual, we will burn some sage. We will do some protection invocation. I have a little blue pyramid sheet here. In the lab, we use those for. We have a monthly pyramid exercise in which people send their prayers in, and we put them in the pyramid on the 22nd, and we burn them on the 29th as a general idea, and everyone participating says, let there be a complete manifestation of all the positive requests. And we have different colored pyramid sheets for different purposes, green for money, blue for healing, yellow for fresh ideas, orange for mental clarity, white for protection. And so I have a blue pyramid and sheet, and I already have written on it, let there be healing for all listeners today. And I'm energizing this by putting it on our Power Star, which we have a fresh one every month in our newsletter. And it has the Rama Agni chant, which we'll do right before we burn it. But then I have a rose quartz pyramid on top of that that I'm going to just... Pyramids tend to, back to the stone thing, pyramids tend to amplify energy and thoughts. Marble, of which the altar is on an oak table with a marble slab, marble tends to increase the power and potency of your thought form. And this is a rose quartz pyramid, which is spiritual love. So we've got the energy of spiritual love here. And so what I'd like everyone to do is to just join with me in a preparation, and then I'm going to ask you to use your creative visualization that we'll all be in the same room together in our mind's eye, and that I'll have my little altar here. We're all going to toast to the universal power of the light, and we're going to ask the universe to pour into the goblet everything each one of us needs for our health of body, mind, and spirit, and then we're going to drink the water, and if you have a little left over, you can share it with your plants, and I'm going to share mine with my Gota Cola, which I'm very fond of. So how are we doing, Mona, on time?
We're just extended just a little bit, but we're okay.
All right. So the first thing I want everyone to do is to have the idea that as you approach any ritual, you want to bring your best energy, and the best energy that you have in the moment is to be prepared to turn to the light and to declare and know that you are worthy to enter the presence of spirit. Now, spirit is all around us, through us, and all of that, but when you invoke it, it becomes more present, more accessible, more potent, and in order to naturally do that, you have to feel worthy. So I want everyone right now to join with me and lend me your magical minds, for we are all magical minds, and this isn't about belief structure. This is about a willing choice to participate in a ceremony that is a blessing for you and all who are participating. And so I'd like you to just work on boosting your own aura right now before we start the ritual by tuning into your root chakra, which is right at the base of your spine. And I want you to visualize the creative power of the red energy, the vital electric fire in that root chakra. Now lift that up one level to the spleen area, and that's below the belly button if you want to know. And I want to just visualize the orange light of illumination and seeing it charging not only your lungs with fresh light, but your entire body is now orange and illuminated with the power of the sun. And now lift the red and the orange up to the solar plexus right above the belly button and see the light, feel the light, feel that illuminating yellow light bringing you effectiveness in all aspects of your physical being, that your cells are working more efficiently. I want you to see and feel and know your aura turning a golden light, broadcasting the light, beaming the light, the warm yellow light. Now lift the red, the orange, the yellow up to the heart chakra. We want to know, touch in with that green light of growing things, living things, loving things. We want to feel the emerald shimmering light of love, growth, prosperity, good energy, healing radiance through the power of love, and see that green electric light charging your aura, charging your physical body, and beaming out and touching with all green, living, loving plants, trees, seaweeds, algae, all the green energies that are essential for our ability to live in this world. Send them out love, be love, bathe in love, broadcast love, pull that love back into your being and lift the red, the orange, the yellow, the green and light to your throat chakra. See your throat blaze with electric blue fire. Shimmer like a sapphire, only brighter. And see that blue light whirl and grow, touching every cell with healing, creativity, peace, strength, vitality, purity. And see that blue energy fill up your aura with light and love and creativity and infinity, and reach out with your aura and touch the infinity of the sky, the bright sparkling blue sky, and see it touch the oceans of the world, the blue sparkling oceans dancing in the sunlight, and pull all that energy back into your being, knowing that your throat chakra is bright and beautiful and functioning with effectiveness and organization. As we lift that red, orange, yellow, green, blue energy to the third eye between your eyebrows, see the purple flame, the indigo flame, dancing in. Feel it communing with your higher self, your higher teacher, your higher mind. Let it turn your body, mind, and spirit and aura, this indigo flame that is drifting out between the levels of shimmering purple energy. Know that you're communing with the world of magic, the world of your master teacher, the world of your higher nature, and broadcast that purple flame through your being, charging yourselves with the magic of light and love and peace and joy and freedom. As we lift the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo to the crown chakra, see it whirling with a violet flame, with a violet red, with a whitish light, with all the colors merging as they're whirling and communing with your aura and your higher self and your master teachers and your discipline and your ability to do and know and move and say and be. As the energy is lifted, the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the indigo, the violet, to the white sparkling light, the rainbow light, in tune with the energy of the mother and the rainbow, and see that energy of that rainbow filling up your aura with the light of spirit and the light of love and the light of the power of divinity, and charge your aura with the whole armor of divinity, and see that energy returning through the root chakra, blazing with the red fire, the orange fire, the yellow fire, the green fire, the blue fire, the indigo fire, the violet fire, the white light, rainbow light. And blessed be we. So now I know that I am a child of the universe, that I am a child of the living God, Goddess, Mother, Father, Creator. And knowing that, I am going to offer this sage to the powers of the light, that they can commune with me. You still hear me, Mona?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm just listening, and I didn't want to interrupt you.
Well, we're just getting started, and I'm moving the speakerphone so I can use my hands.
I see. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay. You can hear me, right?
Yes, I can.
All right.
If I can, everyone else can.
Now, I love the White Mountain Sage. This is a wonderful herb used by the Native Americans of Southern California and other places. And it has the vibe of purity and protection. And I'm going to offer this up to the Mother of the Universe, to the Great Mother, to the Mother Goddess, to Mother Nature by her many, many names. And as the smoke rises, and as the flame burns, I feel this circle, and I know that this space is purified and blessed on seven planes of reality. And I know that in the larger circle of all those who are willing to participate, that their circles are all blessed and healed and illuminated by the power of the Mother of the Universe. And we know, as the smoke rises, that she hears our prayer and brings her protection and power here to be with us. So now, I'm going to use my oak staff, and I'm going to call forth the energies of the four directions to be with us. And I'm reaching to the east, and I'm pulling the great light of the sun and the light of fire into this altar, into this circle, to be with us. And I say, welcome, east. And now I reach to the west, to the great lands of the air, to the power of the mind, and invoke the wisdom of the west here to be with us. Welcome, west. And I invoke the power of the earth contained within the south and within all the directions. I ask the earth, the treasuries of the earth, the vitality of the earth, the minerals of the earth, the powers of the earth, the love of the earth, the growing nature of the earth, the green garments of the earth, to be here with us. Welcome, south. Welcome, earth. And I pull forth from the great north, from the lands beyond, beyond. I pull the energy of the waters of life, the great ices and rivers and rains and snows. And I pull the great treasury of the north with the wisdom of the north here to be with us. Welcome, North. And I pull the radiance of the sparkling sky in invocation of the sky spirits to be here with us. Welcome, sky. And I pull from beneath my feet the earth spirits energy that want to work with us and love us and help us balance our physical world. I say, welcome, earth spirits. And now I know that I have created with the willing minds of the magical minds that are joined in this circle. We have created a blazing crossroads of light. And that blazing crossroads of light reaches out through the universes to touch all sparks of light that are positive, that are loving, that are with us to be here now and assist us in this action. Knowing that the Mother is always with us, I light the fire that is she. I light the island that is we, that together we may be. So now we have the light of spirit, the light of the Mother and the Father, here blazing brightly in dual creative action for each one of us. So I am going to offer up this prayer in which I have the names of all who wish to participate on this prayer,
It also has some love power oil that has healing and prosperity and protection energy within it. And I'm going to do this chant three times, and then I'm going to burn it in the prayer bowl. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me. Heal my body and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Send the light that sets us free. Bring the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, bring the light to we. Rama Agni, send your powerful light to we. Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Heal our bodies and our minds. Leave confusion far behind. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, bring the light, sets us free. Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send your powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Bathe us with your growth and love. Bring abundance from above. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, bring electric blue to we. Rama Agni, bring the lush green light to we. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Bathe us with your growth and love. Bring abundance from above. Heal our bodies, heal our minds. Leave confusion far behind. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Now I am lighting the prayer for each one of us that today is a turning point for new life, new love, new peace, new joy, new protection, new freedom, new bounty, new beauty, new understanding, new commitment to the positive side. As I say, Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send electric blue to we. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. And in the flames of the prayer as it burns in the burn bowl, and this is a silver burn bowl that used to belong to Al Manning, who was president of our ESP lab for 40 years and founder, I'm offering in the smoke of the sage and the prayer this crystal goblet that this water of life is renewed at this time. And we offer up this water of life in invocation of the powers that be, our mother who loves us so much. The mother of the universe, we invoke her as Isis, as Diana, as the goddess of a thousand names who gave birth to the world, to the stars, to the universes. And we invoke the goddess to bring her light and life to each one of us and fill our chalices with the water of life, that the light of the mother and the light of the father and the light of all sparks of life that are positive, that are with us, joined together in a union and a communion, that this water is filled with beauty and bounty beyond belief, and that the chemicals and minerals that we need for the balance of our body, mind, and spirit fill this cup with all good things. And we say to the goddess and the god and the powers that be and all sparks of life that are with us, share with us this water of life, this water of living light. Now drink your water. Thank you. And now we want to thank Spirit. We want to thank the power of Spirit for always being there when we choose to turn in that direction. We ask that our bodies, our minds, and our spirits are renewed at this time. We open ourselves to receive the bounty and love and power and strength and balance and healing, wholeness, wellness that is always available through turning to the Spirit channel. And now, we close the ceremony today with thanks to all who help. And I want you to, those who are willing to participate, just reach up to the great sky and pull the sky energy into you, that blue, sparkling, healing energy, making your aura beautiful and bright, and pull the energy into you saying, the sky loves me, and the sky spirits love me. And now, reach down to the earth with thanks for the treasures of the earth. More accessible, more visible, more present within you. And pull the energy of the earth into your being, saying, the earth loves me, and the earth spirits love me. Now reach out to all positive sparks of life throughout the universes with a smile, with joy, with love. And as you turn and gather that energy into you, just hug it into you with happiness. Declare, all life loves me. And now hug yourself again and declare, and I love me. For those participating, reach out your hands. Let's build a universal energy of light. Know that we can access this energy again and again simply by calling upon the blue light, the sparkling blue light, the healing light, the light of strength, the light of infinity, creativity, beauty and bounty and power, that we can access the blue light through the words blue light and by turning to it in consciousness. Reach out your hands. Build this universal circle of blue light. Hold hands with all the other people in the world who are seeking healing and peace and protection and prosperity and beauty and bounty, and say blue light. See that circle grow and see that surround the entire world and see the aura of the world sparkling with blue light, peace and healing. Let everyone who chooses to access the blue light experience it now. And say with me, repeat after me, it is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness. For we have set it in togetherness with the powers of love and light. And it is. And now, I'm going to extinguish these candles, knowing they are symbols of the greater light that burns within each one of us. With thanks to all who help, so mote it be. And that concludes our little ceremony for the day.
That was absolutely excellent. Yes, that was excellent. I felt very refreshed myself, and I wanted to ask you, how do your neighbors feel having you so close and accessible?
my neighbors? You mean my neighbors here in Durango?
Yes,
well,
indeed.
Well, our Durango membership is rather small, and the thing of it is that I had a large ministry, meaning that in San Diego for many years, meaning that we had thousands of people who came up to the sanctuary, and we have a very extensive library, but Spirit sent me on my way and sent me to the 7,000 feet in the mountains, and I did see 2012, so I'm glad I have a little bit of a buffer there.
Hmm.
But any event, my ministry is 90% of it is through mail and phone and email and receiving a monthly newsletter. So what I'm doing today is almost all of it is remote, except for a small number of people who know what I do. So I kind of keep it quiet in my own personal community, actually. But I'm so busy with mail and calls and emails that I don't go out and promote really what I do. And in something like this, like I mentioned, is that you're in the United Kingdom, someone from Barbados dials in, she gets a blessing, and the vast majority of my ministry is long distance, except for, you know, working with people on a one-to-one basis, and then it's really not as it's not formalized. It's really like, oh, you need a big brother, oh, you need a little help, here's some prosperity magic, oh, look, you brought in more money. The thing with the spiritual healing energy is that I have felt that lots of folks out there do offer that type of thing. So it's kind of like under the radar.
I see. Well, you mentioned something that I felt that I do feel that everyone needs to have access to. Everyone can contact you, Sammy, and ESP Lab at esplab.com, and that is esplab.com, lap.com. And there is a prayer. Is it a monthly prayer session that you offer through ESP Lab, or how does that work out?
Well, and you sounded to me like you said P, but it's ESP.
I'm sorry, ESCB.
L-A-B as in boy.
Lab. Not laptop, but lab.
But if you searched Al Manning, you know, and his works, and we still sell his books and work to get those out, and we now have a PayPal link for donations on our ESPLab.com. But basically how it works is that we have, a little over 500 folks who think of themselves as members, and they... if they're in the United States, they send in $2 a month or $24 a year, and we send them the newsletter, and then there's numbers of things that they can participate in. We have a daily turning to the light meditation, and this one is on the blue light for the month of December, and we also were in the blue light for the month of November. We're kind of switching. On the 22nd, we kind of switch gears. That's kind of a day in which we do group work. Some of our elders participate in some group work, and the membership is invited to light a candle for light and love and peace and joy on the 22nd. It's kind of a group thing. But daily, we have a light exercise. And an editorial, a commentary. This for Christmas, Al's talking about ESP in the Bible and in the Christian faith and how prevalent it is, even though it's understated from whether the wise men were astrologers and they were using their intuition to guide them or any numbers of things. But we have a monthly newsletter. And then we have daily prayer, if you want to put it that way, in which we have a participation in which we broadcast the white, the blue, and the green light to all members daily and ask them to participate in that so they can get their sparkling blue healing energy daily and their prosperity energy daily and their protection and spiritual development energy daily. So you know, so we're keeping it going, and working on getting Al's 11 correspondences courses online and available to the public again. We're still putting things back together since Al left, and that was 3.5 years ago. But
Ooh,
he had
a
dynamic organization. What was that, dear?
That's a lot to catch up to. He had lots of stuff, his correspondence courses, his books. There's lots of things.
Well, he had 23 books and 11 correspondence courses and then 40 years of lectures. And we have tapes of the lectures, and he had 40 years of the newsletter coming out.
Wow.
And so really, it's a lifetime pursuit just to digitize that and offer that. We very much appreciate him, and we do know that he's still with us on the other side and helping us to make things possible.
Excellent. Well, Sammy, that pretty much concludes this show. I want to thank you because this is, like I mentioned, it's very, very important for people to cleanse before, you know, just going into the next year and just cleanse all the time. You know, healing is a very important process for us overall, and I do feel that everyone is going to get lots from this particular segment, as they have all the segments that you've been on. Do you have anything else that's coming up or anything that you'd like to add?
If you're interested in what we're doing, tune into ESPLab.com. You know, we do seem to have a number of inquiries coming in, but also people who are members tune into this show, and I've gotten some good feedback on that. We wish winter solstice is coming. That is the return of the light. We're looking forward to that. That's my favorite holiday. I'm going to play Santa Claus this week for some kids, and I do that on a kind of for many years. That's kind of the joy bringing and the joy sharing. I would just mention to folks that Mercury goes retrograde like the 27th of December, which does tend to slow things down. But, you know, here in the Rocky Mountains, January is our slowest month, and it'll be the first 2 weeks of the new year, which is a slow time anyway. So we're going to be glad to get that behind us. And we're just looking forward. I'm looking forward to Mona, what's your Chinese astrology?
Oh, goodness, that's going to give everything away. I'll let you know off the show.
Well, you don't have to. I am a metal tiger. And
I see.
Why I'm excited about that is next year is the year of the white metal tiger, and you only have a metal tiger year every 60 years.
Oh, wow. And this,
so,
this is your upcoming 60th birthday.
In 2010.
Yes,
and
right.
So I'm an iron tiger. That's the quality of metal I am, which means don't mess with me. I might be nice, but don't mess with me. But in any event, we're wishing everyone a joyous holiday, a joyous return of the light. And it was most fun and a privilege to be on your show. And we'll have to do it again in the new year.
Well, definitely. We've got a couple requests from one of the members that I do believe is with EST Lab, and that's Koyaz, if you, I think I'm pronouncing his last name or his first name properly, it's K-O-R-R-I-A-Z. He was asking if you could possibly be on the show to talk about Ishtar.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, it's like whatever people want to hear about. One of the Ishtar, of course, is kind of, can be a controversial subject, as like everything we're talking about is controversial. The essence of it is, and I had another request, which was from one of our ministers who wanted me to talk about the energy transforming personalities.
Yes.
That
That's
we,
another request as well for tonight.
And Ishtar is one of them. So it relates to, in the work we were doing today, the chakra is on the, Ishtar is an energy transforming personality on the yellow ray and on the Venus ray, and it relates to Al's work, his Magic of New Ishtar Power, which I read the first time in 1978 right as it came out. And it's an amazing book. Mona, I wanted to tell you one quick story about the Ishtar magic if we've got time.
Okay, we've got about 15 minutes.
All right. Well, in any event, years ago, I got my Ishtar book, and it was Al's newest publication, and I was a baby member in the lab. I'd been a member about 6 months, and this is 1978. And it was the day I got my Ishtar book, and you get an Ishtar star with it, which is tied to the powers in the chakras that we were looking at, and the Mars, Sun, Venus, et cetera, planetary type of energies. In any event, I was excited because it was Al's new book, and I went to visit a friend, and this is when I lived in Los Angeles, because he had just moved, and he was a record producer. Why I'm thinking of this story is because it was on the list for this week, and it is Ishtar Magic. In any event, I went to see him, and I said, "How you doing?" I said, "Great, you got a new place, and you're all moved in." And he says, "Yeah, but I'm down to my last dollar." And I said, "Oh, that's terrible. Well, maybe my new Ishtar Magic book can help. Let's dial it up." So we opened up the book, and we opened up to the chapter on financial windfalls. And so anyway, I said, "Okay, I'll loan you the book for the night, and I'll loan you the Ishtar Star. And what you do is you put your picture on it, and you put a dollar bill or more, and you put a green piece of paper that says something like, 'Let there be a financial windfalls now for Sammy Rose.'" Anyway, we set it all up, and then you touch the points on the star, and you do a little chant, "Nurgle, Ishtar, Marduk, Bast, our loving friendships here at last." And you go through the whole four of those, and you go around the star, and then you set up the little power-attracting, prosperity-attracting altar. And so anyway, I said, "You can borrow it for the night," and then we set it up, and then I left. Well, I went back the next day to get my book, and he had seven $100 bills on the star. And this is 1978. That was a lot of money. So I said, "Wow, that was fast." He says, "Yeah, you're telling me." He said, "Right after you left, I went for a walk. I ran into this buddy of mine I hadn't seen for years. He owed me some money. He said he had $700 cash on him, and so he paid me."
Wow.
So the reason why I'm thinking of that because you mentioned the Ishtar magic, but that's how powerful the Ishtar magic is. And the Ishtar energy is related to the power of love. It's on the Venusian ray, the Venus ray, as far as it goes, but there was a power personality, a spirit that came into the lab, in the late 70s, and said to Al, "I'm Ishtar." And Al said, "Yeah, great. What can you do for me?" He says, "If you chant my name, you'll be more effective." So he did, and he was 300% more effective. And Al said, "That's great." And so Ishtar gave him the magic for the book, and that's where all of that comes from. And people sometimes give Al heck, or used to, because Ishtar historically was Babylonian mother goddess of fertility, like the Babylonian Venus. So it's kind of like on that ray, because it's on the love ray, which is the way with our positive magic style that we want to start everything on the love ray. But I was thinking of it because last week I had been spending a lot of money, more money than usual, and I said, "Well, I need to create some financial windfalls." And so I dialed that up. I hadn't used it in the 30 years. And, you know, the funny thing is, I got an inspiration. It was to set up an eBay store. And I set up an eBay store on Thanksgiving, and I've already, in 3 days, sold thousands of dollars of products that was, you know, it's gold and silver, so, you know, it had some real value, but it was just sitting in a box in a vault, and now it's several thousand dollars coming my way. So it's still working is my
point. Wow.
And
I would
fun.
Say that works.
Yeah, it's fun. And So I'm all enthused with how much financial windfalls I can create using that system. And, of course, I don't want to get cocky. I don't want to push the limit. But the bottom line is that Spirit wants us to live an abundant lifestyle, healthy, wealthy, happy, holy, getting all the good things in life. And it's also, for many of us, a prerequisite to spiritual development, because it's harder if you're homeless and you're broke and you're hungry to turn to spirit. So we do the prosperity magic and the idea of we all deserve an abundant lifestyle, and spirit wants us to have an abundant lifestyle, because as we live and grow and prosper, it gives us an added opportunity to turn to spirit.
Excellent. Well, you know what? We all have prosperity, love, and our health, everything good to look forward to for the year 2010. I know I will be emailing you, Sammy, but like I mentioned to everyone at the beginning of the show, you were my first show for, let's say, my fiscal year, and you are the last show for this year, and I want to really thank you with all my heart. You and my love goes out to Al and the ESP Lab, because I've actually had lots of information come from the ESP Lab, and I really appreciate all the quality work that, you know, gets put into, or that has been put into, everything that comes out to all the members. Just want to thank you so much for just being on, and everyone else, of course, I know has enjoyed all your shows, and I do ask you if you could possibly come on my show next year sometime, so we can talk about energy transformer personalities.
It's fun because I don't do that much. I used to do a lot of public lecturing, 5 lectures minimum a month, and now I don't. I'm really busy in other directions. So I appreciate this opportunity, and it's fun with the technology to reach members in the United Kingdom and Canada and Mexico and through this medium, and I think it's great. So we appreciate very much that you gave us the opportunity, and we think it's fun to be the first and the last show of the season. And you have a radiant solstice, my dear, and a bright.
Well, thank you
bright
so much, and I want to tell you that it's not so much that. It's all over the world now. As I just came back from Singapore, people have heard of you there. I've got a friend from Czechoslovakia. You've got talking about all of Eastern Europe, France, UK. So the word is getting out there, and it's only going to get better. So thank you again for being on the show. And I know I've kept you for quite some time and probably talked all of our listeners' ears off, so I'm going to let you go. But have a very prosperous coming of a new year, and blessings to you and everyone around you.
Mona, thank you for your pioneering efforts of getting the word out, because people need it, people deserve it, so thank you.
Excellent. All right, Sammy, you take care.
God bless. Goddess bless.
God bless. Well, that's all about right now, everyone. I want to thank everyone for tuning in this whole season that I've had. I've had a lot of shows. I think it's been about 100 or so. And some of them got through. Some of them, you know, probably have to do again because, you know, the technology wasn't there or something happened. But stay tuned for my next show. Will probably be sometime early January. I'm just getting everything together. And I've got a couple surprises for you, including having Sammy come back. So I'm going to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful coming of the year 2010. Just have a safe holiday. Don't party too hard, but party good. That's been about it. Take care for now. I've been your host, Mona Magic.